Roger Hodgson, founding member of Supertramp, and he's currently on a world tour ending Kingston tomorrow night and on 95.5 Hits FM right now. Hi there, Roger. I have to tell you, I'm a big fan. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, fantastic, Steve. It's great to talk to you, and I can't wait to get to Kingston. It's like a continuous world tour, but for some reason we've missed Kingston before. So you're in for a treat. This show is really knocking people out. They're loving it. So.
That's what I saw. I was looking at your website and the comments from people. They saying it's a trip down memory lane. It's all those great songs that you're known for when you were with Supertramp and some of the solo stuff that you've done. It's just an incredible show.
It is. It's you know, I'm not one to toot my own horn, but
well, go ahead.
But I will. I'll go ahead because you know, people know Supertramp, and Supertramp has had a wonderful love affair with Canada. But people who come to see my show, you know, often you know, you go to see I don't know what to call myself, an old rocker.
Okay.
Many times you're disappointed, but you know, he's singing better than ever, which I am. And the band I have is just superlative. I can't say enough about them. So people are saying, wow, I saw Supertramp in their heyday, and that was a great show, and even beats that. So I can't say enough about it. You know, if you're thinking of wondering whether to go, please come down, because it's a special evening. I can't wait to get to Kingston. Turn people on to what's happening. You know, you're right. The songs themselves are so ingrained in people, and they bring back so many wonderful memories. It's fantastic for me to look out and see people crying and hugging each other and just, you know, remembering all the good things maybe in their life or some experiences. So it's a wonderful gift for me to give people.
Well, you just have this a great voice when it comes to singing your songs, and I think it just sends a message to everyone. Everybody feels, I guess, like you're singing to them, which is a pretty cool talent to have.
Yeah, you know, I love people, and I love what I do, and I still have an incredible love and appreciation for these songs, that many of which I wrote many, many years ago now, but they're wonderful songs, and you know, I mean, you can imagine what it's like singing the Logical song and Give a Little Bit and Dreamer and Take the Long Way Home and Breakfast in America and School and Fool's Overture and so many others. I mean, I'm excited every night. I'm excited to go on stage, and the band feels the same way. And we have a great time up there. It's obvious we're really enjoying ourselves. For me, taking the barrier down between me and the audience is part of it. I mean, before long, people feel like I'm in their living room just playing, singing especially for them. So you're right, yeah.
That's cool. One of the things that I've noticed here, too, is that you have a large catalog of songs that have not been published yet. And you're thinking of someday, hopefully it's sooner than later, that you're going to release some of these tunes.
Well, I would love to. You know, time is the problem.
I suppose.
I have you know, my biggest problem, to tell you the truth, every night is which songs to leave out, because I have such a repertoire, and I get so many emails, please play Even in the Quietest Moments, please play Hide in Your Shell, or if everyone was listening. I mean, it's hard to know what to leave out, because you can bet your life afterwards I'm going to, you know, hear, why didn't you play?
Right, you know. Right. Roger Hodgson, former member of Supertramp, thank you very much for doing this afternoon. Roger's in Kingston tomorrow night at the Rogers K-Rock Center.